Israel has launched an airstrike on the Gaza Strip, which killed two Palestinians and injured two others. The incident occurred in the north of the besieged enclave in farmland near the town of Beit Hanun. The emergency services say one of the victims was a man in his 20s. Another Gazan who was seriously injured died later. Israel frequently launches ground assaults and airstrikes against the besieged Gaza Strip. An increase in Israeli attacks on Gaza over the past few weeks has raised concern that a major new confrontation between Israel and Hamas may be in the offing. Let's speak to our correspondent Ashraf Shannon now, who joins us from Gaza. Now, Ashraf, first of all, tell us a bit more about this recent airstrike on the Gaza Strip. I understand incursions by land and by air are very frequent in Gaza.
Late Monday night, an Israeli drone fired two rockets towards a group of Palestinians in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Hanun. One man in his 20s was killed instantly. Another man died later at the hospital. Two other people were injured. Last Friday, Israel hit northern Gaza. The attacks on the Palestinians and the Gaza Strip take place almost on a daily basis. Many here blame the international silence for what Israel keeps doing to the 1.8 million people living in this tiny and blockaded coastal strip. The continued attacks, whether from air, land, or sea, are clear violations to the truce deal that was signed in November of 2012 and ended Israel's eight-day war on Gaza that claimed at least 170 Palestinian lives and injured many more. People here, human rights organizations, are saying that Israel's been using excessive force against the Palestinians in Gaza, and they've been calling on the international community to pressure the Israeli regime into stopping what they describe as crimes against the people of the Gaza Strip. Now, the attacks usually take place on farmlands. Dozens of farmers were either killed or injured by Israeli forces in recent year. Also attacks on fishermen. Some experts are saying that Israel is targeting the sources of food for the people of Gaza.
Indeed, and Ashraf, also tell us a bit more about concerns that another confrontation or an attack on Gaza is set to take place. How is the response to that? Are people in Gaza expecting such an attack?
Well, there isn't a day that goes by that people here don't think about a possibility of another major confrontation or another major Israeli onslaught on this tiny coastal sliver. And it's in the psyche of the people here. They expect something to happen. You talk to anyone in Gaza, they tell you that this could happen at any minute, any second, whether it's a young boy or young girl, elderly people, or normal people in the street. They tell you there's something is going to happen, that they feel something is happening, especially that they know that the international community has been turning a blind eye towards Israeli attacks. For example, the Israeli war, the 22-day war at the turn of 2009 that claimed nearly 2,000 lives in Gaza, the other war in 2012, and the continued day-to-day attacks by the Israeli forces.
Okay, our correspondent Ashraf Shannon, they're reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thank you for updating us on the situation.